And you'd be called a bootlegger or
moonshiner.
Uh-huh. What about when it refers to whiskey? Does it mean just the same thing, something made on the side?
Yes, made illegally. They usually go out in the deep woods and make this from corn and corn shucks and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it is. And the steel is the container that it's made in.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a wire on it. It's a big, made like a kettle or something. And that's the bootlegging whiskey. The reason why they call it bootlegging it, because distilled whiskey are made legally, they purify it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're bootlegging, you could be drinking all kind of chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not safe. It's just like going to a swamp and drinking water that hasn't been purified yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bootleg.
Can bootleg ever be good enough to drink?
Like, yes, it's good enough to drink, like a lot of people say. If you go to someone's house and you know they are not good housekeepers and you see all kind of pests running around, they offer you a cup of coffee just as long as the water is boiled. They have boiled all the impurities out of the dishes, even if the dishes haven't been washed.
What would you call a beer that's made at home?
That would be the same thing as bootlegging.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have too much experience with this, but by watching television, you take yeast and you can put it in a keg with some kind of other liquid and foams in the beer.
And say if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you tell someone just what that.
Yep, the smell of the air.
Okay. Do you ever say just smell that or smell of that?
Smell that.
And you'd say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
the real thing.
But this is genuine. And if you were buying something wholesale, like several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it in
quantity.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say in bulk or bulk?
Bulk.
Huh?
Bulk.
And something you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
And there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
I want some apples.
Or he just wants one and say,
give me one. Give me one of those apples.
Okay. And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're
broke.
Or you've never had any money. You're
poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child
whose father was rich.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach
orchard.
And you'd ask someone if that's his orchard, he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say, he's the man
that owns.
Okay. And the inside part of a cherry, the part you don't eat,
it's called the seed.
Okay. What about in a peach?
Seed.
And the part inside the seed? And there's one kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of. It's hard to get the meat away from the seed.
I thought they all were that way. I thought they all were that way.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a clean peach or freestone peach or pressed peach?
Clean peach, freestone. That is, I can't remember what the name of this type of company that always has these peaches on the market, and they have their peaches with their clean peaches.
Mm-hmm.